Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, April 12, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 220 Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited shares traded at $9.06 per share, increasing 5 cents or 0.55% from its previous closing price. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 21 securities, of which 7 advanced, 10 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index advanced by 6.08 points to close at 2075.89. The Composite Index advanced by 11.81 points to close at 1,450. The cross-listed index advanced by 2.51 points to close at 109.25. The SME index remained at 36.19. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 446,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $3.4 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 286,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1.6 million, followed by JMMB Group Limited with a volume of 67,000 shares being traded for $154,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 55 stocks, of which 25 advanced, 24 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 35.2 million units, valued at over $300 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders: Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 14 million units, Pulse Investments Limited with 6.4 million units, and Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 3.7 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 0 securities were traded on Monday, April 11, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.